Good evening. Welcome to Symphony Hall. Physically, we are in the Midlands, of course, but spiritually, we are in Paris. Tonight, the Orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment reminds us of a time when French influence was overwhelming in European music. Even Bach couldn't resist it, and he never left Germany. Johann Caspar Fischer, another German, couldn't resist it either. We'll hear orchestral suites by both tonight. There's room for the French themselves in our concert, of course. Music by Comprat and Rameau. William Christie is the conductor, born in New York State. He too fell under the influence of the French, moving there in 1971, and he's now a French citizen. I spoke to him earlier, and he told me that what we'll be hearing tonight is more than is actually written on the score.
For me, there are two kinds of musicians. Those who can't do anything except play what they see. I mean, that's what conservatories tell us, you know. You must follow what you read. Monsieur Boulez in the Notre Dame has 72 indications of tempo or nuance or have you. And Monsieur Lully or Monsieur Rameau have sometimes none. You can't really figure out which instruments you're playing or should be playing. You don't know what the tempo are. You don't know what the nuances are. Which means that the input of a performer in early music, especially in French late 17th, 18th century music, is enormous. You've got to complete the score. Now, we're talking about percussion players or wind machines or what have you, but you could extend that to the oboes and to the flutes and whatever. They can play what they see, but it's frankly boring as hell. And that's the way this music was done for many, many, many years, which means that it was sort of essentially it was dismissed. Now, there's no percussion part. So what do you do? What do you tell your percussion fellow? Well, you tell them that you know, because you're a scholar, that there were certain instruments used for certain music. You know, there are Provençal dances. Provençal, that means these are dances that essentially come from rather louche parts of the of Marseille. Popular music, in other words. Low-life stuff. Well, you know, Purcell did that too. But here we know that there are instruments, very precise instruments. There were castanets, there were tambourines, and there were side drums, garubes, funny little flutes that were played actually by the percussion with one hand, as he played the percussion with the other hand, you see. So that, yeah, our lovely friend, the percussion player from the OAE, the Age of Enlightenment Orchestra, had the task essentially of collecting instruments. I gave him the names. And then I said, now, fine. Now, there are certain things you can do and certain things you cannot do. You don't play in a Passacaglia's or Chacon's, but you do play in these fast, vivacious southern French dances like Rigaudon and Passepieds, you know, and that's putting essentially the olive oil and the basilico and the what have you. It seasons the music.
William Christie speaking to me earlier. Well, we start with André Comprat, writing at the very beginning of the 18th century. He was one of the leading figures in French opera between those two powerhouses of Lully and Rameau. He also wrote a huge amount of music for the church and was one of the first composers to use violins in his sacred works, which was a controversial innovation at the time, as violins were still considered to be nothing but street instruments. Opera was his first love, though, and by 1705 he was a favourite of Louis XIV and something of a Parisian celebrity. This is music conjuring up the atmosphere of Venice in party mood, Les Fêtes Vénitiennes. And here to conduct the Orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment, William Christie.